Hello, this is Callie from the KBU Youth Collective, and I'm here interviewing the people behind the Stories to Change the World contest. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Can you introduce yourself and tell us about your contest, Stories to Change the World?
My name is Annika Main, and I'm a sophomore at Franklin High School.
And my name is Alexis Thompson. I'm the board chair for Create Plenty.
So Stories to Change the World is a short story writing competition, and the prompt is household living in a positive and possible future. So our goal is to create a body of literature that will inspire others to build a positive future. Focusing on a hopeful society or what can go right will lay the foundation for the future we want to see.
All right, how long are the stories?
So they are 700 to 1100 words in length, and they're due any time before February 28th. So if you want to enter a story, and please do, go to createplenty.org/future.html.
And luckily, we've gotten a lot of support from the community on this. We've gotten a large number of sponsors, folks who want to hear from young writers, folks who want to hear stories about what might go right. So a big special thank you to Blossom, Gabriel's Bakery, Crisp, ADX, Communitecture, Grasshopper, Rutabaga, City Repair, Green Living Journal, Tofuna Fish, Portland Hepworks, and Wild Heart Kids Yoga.
All right. How did each of you get involved in this?
Well, I'm part of a program called HELP, which is High School Environmental Leadership Project, and we meet on the first and third Tuesdays of every month. And Alexis contacted me about a community outreach internship, and I'm really interested in being involved with the community. And writing competitions are something that I think can really build a community. So I decided that would be a great decision for me to create change in the Portland area.
So Annika's joined me as my intern, which is so exciting. This is my second year running the contest. And last year, I started it pretty much on a whim. I was thinking about movies like Mad Max and stories about the future, which all tended to be apocalyptic. And I thought, if that's all we're thinking about, that's what we're going to build. And so I asked, what could we do to make more stories about what might go right? And I thought, oh, I'll host a competition. So last year, I ran it pretty much all by myself. And this year, I've hooked up with Create Plenty, which is a nonprofit in town that supports high school environmental activists. And that's how I met Annika.
That's incredible. Is there anything more you can tell us about this contest?
So we're looking for stories that are really realistic. When I read a story, I want to be able to envision this person's idea in my head and really think, wow, this is something we really could have, something we could build, and something that will really help us build a more positive and possible future.
I'm hoping that in the end, when we publish our book, which will have the same title, Stories to Change the World, I'll have a set of stories that will transport me to another place. And this place will be realistic, and I will get to see this positive and possible future through the eyes of folks living there.
Why are you focusing on the short story form, and what are the importance of these stories to your work?
I chose short stories because I thought they would be the most accessible. I thought it'd be easier for writers to commit to writing a short story rather than a novel. I want all ages of people, all races of people, all genders and sexes, and experience levels to feel capable of contributing. So the short story format seems the most able to encompass all of those things. And the reason why stories in general are so important is because they shape the way that we think. We relate to different characters and stories and compare ourselves to those characters. And when we think, when we read literature, it becomes part of our vision for what could be. And so I want those stories to include things that might go right.
All right. Can you give us some contact information about applying and to learn more about this?
Yes, you can go to createplenty.org/future.html to enter your stories and for any more information you might need.
Excellent. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I think especially during this time, people are really looking for something that's hopeful. A lot of people are, you know, stressed out and down. There's a lot going on in the world. And if people have an outlet to build something that they want to see, it can really mentally be positive for people. And when other people read these stories of something that's so hopeful, I think it can inspire hope in all people.
That's amazing. Thank you guys for being here. What's that website listeners can check out?
createplenty.org/future.html. Thank you, Callie.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Also, we're on Instagram, Create Plenty, and we're on WordPress if you want to read the blog, which is wordpress.com/storiestochangetheworld.
And Facebook at Create Plenty.
All right. Great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.